Hello, world. My name is Christopher Trotter. I'm coming live inside the belly of the beast at Wabash Valley Correctional Facility, Carlisle, Indiana. At this moment, the facility is on lockdown due to COVID-19, an uptick in cases as a result of staff transferring inside to prisoners. Again, as a result of staff transferring it inside to prisoners. Right now, they have over 50 cases in the last 2 days, positive cases amongst the prison population here at Wabash. They've isolated a few prisoners. They did no contact tracing. They did no mandatory testing. And so, as a result, this pandemic could get worse in prison. Prison lives matter too. And Indiana is a red state. And instead of them taking the necessary precautions to open slowly, they were concerned about the economy. Economy over lives. You know, that's what this capitalist system is all about. Property over human life. Capital over human life. And when we hear this thing they call herd, H-E-R-D, what they're saying is, just let this run rapid throughout the populations, in society and in prison. Let them build up some immunity. Let's kill a bunch of them. Herd. It's actually another word for genocide. Genocide. This is what they're talking about. Allowing a lot of people to die. Just let it run rapid. And in prison, it's going to run rapid. They're not going to waste money on putting prisoners on ventilators or giving any type of treatment. They're going to let them die. And who suffers? Those prisoners that have family out there. So if you have a family member in prison, you need to be concerned right now. You need to call. You need to call. And be concerned about what's going on inside these prison walls. That's why I'm so against prisons. That's why I'm so against the 13th Amendment of the United States Constitution, which allows slavery to exist. And that's why it's important that people start to realize that we have to abolish the 13th Amendment. If we do away with the 13th Amendment, we can do away with slavery inside prisons. We may be able to make a big step toward the abolishing of prisons. As long as the 13th Amendment exists, as it does, prisons will exist. Slavery inside prison will exist. So think about it. Our Constitution, the 13th Amendment, allows this type of mass incarceration to exist. It allows prisoners to be sitting in prison now waiting to be stricken down by COVID. I pray that everyone is safe in prison. And I pray for the families that have loved ones in prison. It's a concern. We're on lockdown. If you have a voice, vote. Vote Trump out of office. Because he has given up people a false sense of security with this pandemic. He just had COVID-19, but he had the best health care in the world. If a prisoner catches it, he doesn't have any health care. If the average citizen catches it, they don't have the health care that Donald Trump got. So be afraid of it, because it's real. It's genocide. It's population control. Thank you for listening, and I pray that everyone keeps safe.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.